Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your traveling host, Nate Redman, back with you from Myrtle Beach. Yes, indeed. Had a good time. Back with you in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope everybody's doing all right out there, feeling all right, doing okay on this rainy first day of autumn. Got my producer right across from me, Mr. Terry Tackett. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How about you, Nate?
Doing all right. Hey,
I seen a lot of the photos from Myrtle Beach. Looked like you had a great time there.
Oh, we did. We ate good. We did some miniature golf, and I got some hole-in-ones.
Awesome.
Even. Yeah.
Well, we had a few things go on here when you were on vacation that I don't know if you were aware of or not. But
Excitement.
We launched WWGH-TV.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well,
we brought down
the Buckeye guy, and we're doing some audio as well as video stuff now. So sometimes we'll have people in the studio and we'll have them on the radio, and now we have the capability of doing a TV program with them as well too. So
awesome.
Yeah, so
folks can
that
just
kind of kicked it off with the Buckeye guy. So
folks can just keep an eye on our Facebook page and website probably.
Yep, more to come. It's just, you know, we got the thing, the wheels are turning, we just can't, you know.
The Buckeye guy's a fun
guy.
Yes,
yeah. So, yeah, he was a lot of fun. Like I say, he helped us kick it off, so it was a lot of fun. We did, I think, 3 or 4 episodes of the TV with him when he was here. And
WWGH-TV.
Yes.
Studio's looking good back
there. Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, my hat goes off to them guys. They did a nice job, man.
Yeah, sure does.
Really good, yeah.
So, folks, when you see it, you're going to be impressed.
Yeah. Like I say, a lot more content to come. It's just, you know, I don't mean to sound, I just don't know a lot about it yet, but I do know there's more content to come. We're just kind of working on some things right now, so.
It's just in the beginning stages.
Exactly, yeah, the infancy. Yeah.
So follow along with WWGH.
That's right.
It's where it's at.
Yep.
We are Marion's Talking Place.
That's right. Facebook, I know we're on Facebook. I don't know if we're Instagram or, you know, but just Facebook definitely.
Follow along with WWGH. We're out there, and it's going to be an
your page.
Time.
I'm sure everybody, you know.
I'll share it when it comes up, and just follow along. Radio Nate, I'll be sharing that stuff. So it'll be some fun stuff. Hey, there's a fair going on in your neck of the woods.
The Delaware County Fair is going on. It's a little sloppy today if you're there, but tomorrow's the big event though. Tomorrow's the Little Brown Jug.
Brown Jug. You going?
Yeah, I'm not. Go. I have to work tomorrow. I've never been there.
I have never been there either.
I heard it's a tremendous, tremendous event, but I've never been there before.
Yeah, I never have either.
I don't know. This is like a bicentennial. I want to say this is like the 75th run or something. I'm not sure if I heard that right.
Okay.
I think it's the 75th running of the Brown Jug, which is the Triple Crown in horse racing.
Okay.
It's one of the Triple Crown events of horse racing.
Okay.
So if you win the Brown Jug, you're one of the elites in harness racing.
Which one's the favorite, you know?
You know, I don't have any idea. I'm still from the 70s when they had paint your flag or whatever. that's the only one I know.
Right.
Yeah. Just going down 23, if you're traveling that area tomorrow, just be careful because there's going to be wall-to-wall.
Oh, yeah.
And they start early. So.
Yeah, they start
The Brown Jug don't start till probably 3, 4 in the afternoon, you know. But if you're not there by like 7 or 8, you know. Well, I don't know how it is now with COVID. That's how it used to be.
Yeah.
You know?
They get that part. They get
exactly.
that parking
yeah.
going
so,
there.
So just everybody, if you go, have a good time, but be careful.
Be safe out there.
That's right. And remember, there's sheriffs everywhere. So be careful. Yeah.
Watch that speed.
Exactly. Yes. And inside the you know, behave inside the fairgrounds.
Right.
Because I know that I've never been there, but I should qualify and say I went there when I was younger to pick up some friends of mine.
Okay.
And the sheriff pulled me off to the side and said, "Hey, your friends over there look like they need a little guidance." So he said, "It might be a good idea for you to get them home." So, I kind of heeded the words of the sheriff and said, "Yes, sir," and I got them out of there. So.
There you go. Because
I figured things would never get better there. They're only going to get worse.
Right.
So I figured I better just kind of listen to what he says and say, "Yes, sir, I'm leaving right now." You know.
There you go.
Now getting them to the car was another thing, but but once I got them rounded up, then we were
We were good to go.
So yeah, I was just going around getting everybody and making sure, because I figured it was better for me to go get him than if the sheriff had to go get him.
Right.
Because if he wouldn't got him, he wouldn't go be so nice about it. So I just had that feeling.
You know? Yeah. So. Well, there you go. Yeah, good right. times.
Hey, yes, yes.
So stay tuned. WWGH TV.
Okay, yes, it is.
Coming at you.
It's the new. Can I say baby? I guess the new baby of
the new baby of the place.
WWG. Yeah, like you say, we're still in the infancy stages, but we got some stuff that hopefully is going to work out.
And the extension of the radio station. Yeah.
Hopefully everybody enjoys it.
Right. Well, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Thanks, Nate, for letting me come on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Terry.
Yep.
All righty. Hey, it's 4:22 on a Wednesday afternoon, and we've got a gift card to give away. We've got a Kroger gift card for you, and we're going to play trivia like usual here. Our number, 740-383-9944. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. All right, well, Myrtle Beach went really well. If you'd like to see some pictures, they're all over my Facebook page, but if you don't have Facebook, I have them on my regular website, too. RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. And while you're there, I have some new links too. I started a new page called What's on the Plate, and I post videos when Amber, my wife, and I go out to different restaurants and do a little restaurant review, What's on the Plate. So the links are there at RadioNate.webs.com. You can go and see all my videos that I have so far, some from Myrtle Beach, some from around town, some from the Polaris area, just all over the place. RadioNate.webs.com. Click on What's on the Plate, and you can see those videos up there. All right, let's get to the trivia. Let's talk to the listeners, see what's up out there. 740-383-9944. We're playing for a Kroger gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call me, answer a trivia question. I will write your name down, put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, I will draw a winner and find out who it's going to be, and I will send you this Kroger gift card through the mail. Okay, here we go with our questions. Some easy, some medium, but most some pretty easy. Which Japanese city was hit by the first atomic bomb? Which Japanese city was hit by the first atomic bomb? What were Viking warships called? What were Viking warships called? Which king of England and Scotland had his name linked to the translation of the Bible? Which king of England and Scotland had his name linked to the translation of the Bible? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, this is Betsy.
Hi, Betsy, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, good. And did you want to answer a trivia question this afternoon?
Yes, I would love to.
All right, go right ahead. Did you need me to tell you the question here?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Which Japanese city was hit by the first atomic bomb? That's one of them.
Hiroshima
is the correct answer. Yes, indeed. Very good. Well, I appreciate you listening out there, Betsy. And how's your day going?
Well, it's been a great day, except for the weather.
Except for the weather. I know what you mean by that.
Otherwise, a very good day in Marion.
Well, there you go. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear about that. And hopefully this, I think there's a 48% chance of rain tomorrow or something like that. So hopefully we get a little bit of better weather here. But it's definitely a fall temperature day today anyhow, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's today's fall.
It is. First day of fall, so very appropriate, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Betsy. Well, I got your name down for the drawing, so be listening at 4:55 and see if you're the winner.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling and listening. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. Stalin was the political leader for which country? Stalin was the political leader for which country? On a sword or dagger, where was the hilt? On a sword or dagger, where was the hilt? What was another name for blimp? What is another name for blimp? As in the blimp that floats across the sky. What is chainmail? I'm not talking about the letters type. I'm talking about like in knights. What is chainmail? Pharaohs were believed to be what? Pharaohs were believed to be what? 740-383-9944 is my number. And hi, we're on the air. Bob, how are you? What was that again?
Germany. Or Stalin.
Oh, Stalin. Yeah. He was the political leader of USSR of Russia.
Anyway, I'll try to get
All right, Bob. Hey, we appreciate you calling in. All right. 740-383-9944. One of our regular callers, Bob, right there, giving us a call here. And let's see. Next trivia question we have. Where did the Vikings come from? Where did the Vikings come from? All right, how do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? What is the main reason, scientifically, that kittens play? What is the main reason, scientifically, that kittens play? One reason that zebras have What is the main reason that zebras have black and white stripes? What is the main reason that zebras have black and white stripes? And where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? Where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Give me a call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a gift card to Kroger. And you can go out there and buy yourself just about anything you want. I was in there doing grocery shopping the other night and had myself a good time, for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, maybe the phone's better this time. Anyway, pandas spend most of their time eating and playing.
Yes, that is correct, Bob. That is what pandas do most of their time. Yes, sir. Well, how are you, Bob? Are you feeling any better?
No, they can't figure out what's going on.
Still can't figure it out.
I'm still waiting for your house. Can't leave. The nurses come here and get me off. So I'm running here to the house. Can't go anywhere. I got one coming here in a little bit. So can't figure something out one of these days.
Are the nurses nice and taking good care of you?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Are they feeding you anything good these days, Bob?
I didn't know what, no.
Are they feeding you anything good these days to eat?
Now and then.
Now and then?
They eat jellies and greens and oatmeal, whatever I got.
There you go. All right.
Everything's got to be soft.
Everything's got to be soft. Yeah, well,
yeah.
As long as they keep you well for us, Bob, we got to keep you around, buddy.
Yeah, well. Pandas, you know, whatever I
get. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. All right. Hey, take care, Bob. All right. Bye-bye, buddy. Okay. 4:31 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on WWGH Radio on Offbeat News and Trivia. Glad you're listening out there. You can join Bob and Betsy and get your name in the drawing for a chance to win a gift card to Kroger. And get out there and get yourself something good to either eat, drink, or be merry. There you go. Hi, we're on the air.
Wasn't zebras born with stripes?
Yeah, right, exactly. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. And this sounds like it might be Judy C.
It is.
All right, Judy C. Well, it's good to hear from you today.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you. You take care now.
You too, bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All right. Alrighty, so those are the trivia questions we have so far. 3 pages worth. What do we got here? 5, 10, 15, 16 trivia questions we have total today. Trying to answer several more here, and we'll see how far we get here during the program, and having a good time here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's good to be back from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the wife and I had a good time down there, and we stayed right on the ocean. Stayed in a hotel called the Patricia Grand, and they had a lazy river and 2 pools and hot tubs and all kinds of good stuff. And they had a good place to eat breakfast as well. But, of course, we've been on this Weight Watchers diet since January, and we decided we did not want to gain weight while we were on vacation. We knew we were going to eat out a lot, so we even took our scales to weigh in every day. And we actually lost about a pound or two while we were on vacation. So, yeah, we stuck with it even while we were on vacation. It was kind of, you know, when you're at the restaurant and they come out and say, "Would you like to order an appetizer?" And you say, "No, I'm just going to order an entree." You know, those appetizers look so good. And but I'll tell you, they are so many points for onion rings or cheese sticks. And I love cheese sticks. Man, do I love cheese sticks. But those those things end up being a lot of points. So you gotta pass on those. But anyways, we had a good time down in Myrtle Beach. Again, you can see a couple of pictures on the regular website at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And while you're there, you can check out my videos from different restaurants in the area. You can see the links there for What's on the Plate. It's at the top of the page there. Just click on that and you can watch those videos, What's on the Plate. So check that out, radionate.webs.com. We're also grateful to be streaming on the radio station website, too, at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. Hey, I've got some offbeat fun facts for you right here. Rubber bands last longer when they're refrigerated. A crocodile cannot stick out its tongue. Lizards communicate by doing push-ups. Dragonflies have 6 legs but cannot walk. Koalas and humans are the only animals with unique fingerprints. Now, I thought it was kind of funny because they referred to humans as animals. But anyways, this is kind of funny. Honeybees navigate by using the sun as a compass. Hawaii is the only U.S. state never to report a temperature of 0. An electric eel can release a charge powerful enough to start 50 cars. A rhinoceros horn is made of compacted hair. And the Basenji is a dog that yodels instead of barking. Man, did you ever know anybody that could yodel real well? There was a fella by the name of Ed Damphouse. He was a gospel singer from the Marion area. And he could yodel really well. He has since passed on. But boy, he could yodel really well. Old Ed Damphouse. He was a good yodeler. All right, now let's go to the offbeat stack here, find out what's going on in the world of offbeat news. Then we'll hit up some more trivia, see if we can get some more callers in here. We've got three so far, Judy C., Bob, and Betsy. You can join them and sign up for a chance to win a Kroger gift card at 740-383-9944. An Idaho man is making a splash with his new Guinness World Record. David Rush is now a world record holder for using his hands to move more than 114 fluid ounces of water between two containers. The goal to beat was 87.9 fluid ounces, which was set in 2019. Rush smashed that record by moving 114.1 ounces of water in the 30-second time limit. Rush is, of course, no stranger to breaking records. He currently has more than 200 Guinness records, and he's trying to do one per week. Wow, what a guy. Boston's Skinny House, which according to legend was built during a family feud during the Civil War, has sold for $1.25 million. A soldier found out after returning home from the Civil War his brother had built a property on their inherited land from their deceased father, leaving him with only a tiny section of property. Local legend has it that he built the Skinny House, also nicknamed Spite House, to block sunlight from his brother's home, according to CBS Boston and the Washington Post. For $1.25 million, you can live like a spiteful brother, Travis Sachs, CL Properties Executive Vice President, told the Post. That's really something. The Skinny House at 44 Hall Street was listed for sale at $1.2 million, and the sale of the home closed Thursday for $1.25 million, according to Zillow. Frankenstein First Edition also sold for $1.17 million at auction right around the same time. This sage green house is 1,165 square feet and has two bedrooms, one bathroom, a private garden, and a roof deck. Its widest point is 10 feet and its narrowest point is 6.2 feet. And finally off this stack, residents of a small Colorado town are pleading for the return of a stolen phone booth that served as the centerpiece of a public park for decades. Cope residents of Cope, Colorado, Vicky Cecil and Lanny Payne, said the phone booth was a major landmark in the town of about 56 people for some 50 years. The booth, in its functioning years, originally sat outside of a Conoco gas station, but later became an ornamental feature of Memorial Park when the station closed. The residents said the booth didn't have phone service, but often drew travelers who would pose for photos. So they're looking for that stolen phone booth. If you happen to see some phone booth pop up that probably belongs to Cope, Colorado, maybe they'll even give you a reward for its return. 4:39 is the time on a Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia from rainy Marion, Ohio on South Prospect Street. And let's see if we can get some more trivia questions. Hey, you got a pretty good chance to win today. You're up against Judy C., Bob, and Betsy right now. And give us a call, and all you need to do for a chance to win my Kroger gift card is answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing with these folks, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll find out who our winner is. Okay, here we go. What were Viking warships called? What was another name for them? What were Viking warships called? Which king of England and Scotland has his name linked to a translation of the Bible called the King Blank Bible? You know which one? Famous. Which king of England and Scotland had his name linked to a translation of the Bible? On a sword or dagger, where was the hilt? On a sword or dagger, where was the hilt? 740-383-9944. What is another name for a blimp? What's some of the other names for a blimp? What is chainmail when referring to a knight's armor? What is chainmail when referring to a knight? Pharaohs were believed to be what? Pharaohs were believed to be what? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Sign up for your chance to win a Kroger gift card. Which nation sent its Red Army to war in Europe? Which nation sent its Red Army to war in Europe? Where did the Vikings come from? Where did the Vikings come from? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it the King James Version?
Yes, it's the King James Version. That's exactly what I'm looking for. All right.
This is Judy again.
Okay, thank you, Judy. We appreciate you. Bye-bye. All righty. And what else do I have here? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? Where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? Where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? What is the main reason that kittens play? What is the scientific reason? What is the main scientific reason that kittens play? 740-383-9944. You might even say that number in your sleep. But hey, that's our contact number. Give us a call, get on the air, and we will put you in a chance to win our Kroger gift card. All you have to do is just answer one of my trivia questions. I know you're out there. I know you're there for sure, because I hear from you and talk to you and know you're there. So we appreciate you being out there at 107.1 FM, WWGH, and on the internet too, listening at WWGH1071.com, Marion's Talking Place. Hey, we got another one coming in here. We'll go ahead and take it, find out who we've got. Hi, we're on the air.
How about another name is a dirigible?
Yes, that is another name. I believe that's what they like to call them down when you take a tour of the Air Force Museum down in Dayton.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know how your wife and her tooth were. I missed the beginning of your show, if you already said.
Oh, no, I didn't say. No. She has to go in tomorrow to get it pulled. She has to get it extracted. Yeah. They couldn't save it. But it's one of the back teeth, so it's not going to do any too much, it's not going to hurt her. Yeah, you know, and then plus she's got partials.
Okay.
So it's going to be okay, but they really couldn't do anything to save it, and it was just causing too much problems. So.
Well, that's good. She's going to have it taken care of. So you're still happy with that dental group.
Yeah, Marion Smile Dental,
yes,
over there on Crenshaw Heights.
Right. We were thinking about going there. Our dentist retired, and so I'm glad to hear the good news.
Right.
I don't keep up your time anymore.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, yeah, they'll treat you real good out there so far.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Janet. Good to talk to Janet there on our phone line here this afternoon, and we'll put her in the stack here and find out who our winner is going to be coming up at 4:55 this afternoon. Hey, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. He also happens to be my barber. And you know what? I think my hair looks pretty good. check out Rick down there in Waldo. And he's a friendly guy. He'll take good care of you. He'll get you engaged in a good conversation down there as well if you go down there. Yeah, Rick's a good guy. So check out Waldo Barbershop down there in Waldo. All right, hey, it's September the 22nd, the first day of fall, the first day of autumn already. Summer is gone, and I'm sad because summer is my favorite season, even over spring, because oftentimes I don't mind the real hot weather because I love to sit on my front porch because I have a bunch of trees that shade me and I get a nice breeze through there even on the hot days, and I just love summer. I love everything about it, you know, the cookouts, the fun, you know, the swimming, the water, everything about summer. But fall is pretty too, so we'll just be happy with every season that we get because we really don't have a choice of what we get, right? We get what we get, but it is September the 22nd. Here's what happened on this day in history. 1862, U.S. President Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. It stated that all slaves held within rebel states would be free as of January 1st, 1863. 1903, Italo Marchionne was granted a patent for the ice cream cone. 1914, three British cruisers were sunk by one German submarine in the North Sea. 1,400 British sailors were killed. This event alerted the British to the effectiveness of the submarine. 1927, in Chicago, Illinois, Gene Tunney successfully defended his heavyweight boxing title against Jack Dempsey in the famous Long Count fight. 1949, the Soviet Union exploded its first atomic bomb successfully. 1955, on this date, commercial television began in Great Britain. The rules said that only 6 minutes of ads were allowed each hour, and there was no Sunday morning TV permitted. 1961, U.S. President John F. Kennedy signed a congressional act that established the Peace Corps. 1964, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. debuted on NBC TV. 1966, the U.S. Lunar Probe Surveyor 2 crashed into the moon. 1969, Willie Mays hit his 600th career home run. And in 1980, on this date, a border conflict between Iran and Iraq developed into a full-scale war. And there you go. You're up to date with what happened on this September 22nd on this day in history. When you get a chance, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Do you have something that you think would be interesting to share on the program? Well, that would be cool with me. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com is my email address. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Radio Nate. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. I'll pop up and you can follow me there. And then I also have a new site that features my food videos where the wife and I go to different restaurants around. You might find that interesting, our little restaurant reviews. You can access that by going to the regular website that I have, RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com, and that's WEBS, by the way. When you go there, you'll just see all the links right there at the top of the page for What's on the Plate. That's what we call our little videos of the food restaurants that we go to. Of course, what other restaurants would you go to besides the food restaurant? But anyhow, RadioNate.webs.com, click on What's on the Plate, and you can watch those videos and see where we go each week. Sometimes we might go twice a week, but usually it's every Saturday. We go someplace and feature it, someplace interesting, and it looks like we're headed for Delaware to an interesting place that'll be looks pretty good. So we'll have that up this week as well. So follow us and go watch our videos. That's RadioNate.webs.com and click on the link, What's on the Plate. You can check that out. Head with me down the imaginary hallway to my imaginary classroom, and I have written on my imaginary chalkboard this week's weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is freebooter. Freebooter. Just F-R-E-E-B-O-O-T-E-R. It's a noun, and here's the definition of freebooter. A person who goes about in search of plunder, pirate, or buccaneer. They have lots of pirate stuff down in Myrtle Beach, so I thought this might be an appropriate word. Freebooter entered English in the late 1500s. So the word has been around for a while. Freebooter. That is this week's weird word of the week here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Okay, we've got just a couple of minutes before we do our drawing here. We've got four people in the drawing today, and it's your chance to get in here at the last minute and get yourself in the drawing, okay? Here's the questions we have left. Referring to a knight, what is chainmail? Referring to a knight, what is chainmail? Pharaohs were believed to be what? Pharaohs were believed to be what? Which nation sent its Red Army to war in Europe? Which nation sent its Red Army to war in Europe? Where did the Vikings come from? Where did the Vikings come from? What were Viking warships called? What were Viking warships called? On a sword or dagger, where was the hilt? On a sword or dagger, where was the hilt? What is the main scientific reason that kittens play? What is the main scientific reason that kittens play? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? How many hexagons are on an official soccer ball? And where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
Pretty good. A little late, but good.
Good, good.
Getting ready to build my boat here pretty soon, I think.
Yeah. Right, I think so.
We need the rain. It's been a nice rain as far as soaking, you know. It's most of it, I think, is soaked in.
Yeah, in my place, I don't have a whole lot of standing water in the front yard.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And my gutters are holding up, so
yep.
That's a plus.
I think it's going to keep raining all night long, I believe.
Yeah, the radar here, there's a lot of green back in through Indiana still,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Looks like there's a lot to come.
Yep.
So keep those lights on and those windshield wipers
right.
going if you're driving.
For sure. Well, I think the Vikings came from Norway, I believe.
Right, Norway is right. Yes,
yep.
Indeed. They sure
I remember
did.
Eric, I think his name was something, Eric the Great or something, one of the Norsemen.
Right. Yeah, I remember that name too.
Yeah.
From the old history books.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think about 1,000 years ago or so when they probably discovered the United States before anybody else did. But
right, right.
Didn't write it down.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, it's about time to draw, so I'll get off.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for calling in. Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, and it is 4:55. It's drawing time. Let's see who's going to be the big winner today of our 4:55 drawing of our Kroger card for today, our $5 gift card to Kroger's, and we will send that through the mail to you. Don't want you to have to worry about coming down here. Oh, looks like we got one more coming in. We'll go ahead and take this, see who it is. Hi, we're on the air.
Does a soccer ball have six?
Well, actually, I'll go ahead and tell you the answer. This one says it's got 20.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, here we go. Let's find out who our winner is going to be. Shuffle everybody up. And here we go. The winner for today is none other than Janet. Janet, congratulations. You win the Kroger gift card. We will get that sent out in the mail to you post haste. Yeah, I used to know a guy that would say that all the time. I'll get that done post-haste, he'd always say. We'll get that to you right away, Janet. Thanks so much for calling, everybody. Thanks to Betsy. Thank you, Judy C. Thank you, Ernie. And thank you, Bob, for phoning in today. We appreciate it very much on this rainy Wednesday afternoon. Hey, we've got just enough time to squeeze in our ladies' corner and our recipe for today, which we have one that I think would probably be pretty good. I've never had it, to be honest with you, but it sounds good. It's cookie dough French toast. Cookie dough French toast. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. I'll pop up and you can look at the recipe there. Haven't heard of cookie dough French toast? Then we have a treat for you. Vanilla wafers and chocolate chips make for an extra sweet baked version of cookie dough French toast for breakfast this weekend or tomorrow. Here's what you need. 12 slices of white sandwich bread divided. One package, that's 8 ounces of Philadelphia cheese softened. 2 cups of vanilla wafer crumbs. 1/2 cup packed brown sugar. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. 1/4 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips. 5 eggs. 2 1/2 cups of milk. Here's how to make it. Place 6 bread slices in single layer on bottom of 13 by 9 inch baking dish sprayed with cooking spray. Beat your cheese, wafer crumbs, sugar, and vanilla in medium bowl with mixer until blended. Stir in your chocolate chips. Divide the cheese mixture into 6 equal portions. Flatten each into square matching size of bread slices. Place over bread slices in baking dish. Cover with remaining bread slices to make 6 sandwiches. Whisk eggs and milk until blended. Pour over sandwiches. Refrigerate 2 hours. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Bake French toast 30 to 35 minutes or until knife inserted into the center comes out clean. And there you have cookie dough French toast. Again, find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It will pop up. I have 1 minute left, just enough time to say goodbye. I will be here next week, good Lord willing, in the creek don't rise, from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. Again, you can keep up with me on my website, radionate.webs.com. Check out my new feature there, What's on the Plate. Click on that and you can check out the restaurants that the wife and I visit, all the videos that we have, our video blog of the restaurants there. That's radionate.webs.com. Click on What's on the Plate. We're grateful for the radio station streaming our stuff as well. You can find our archives as well listed there under the menu, and then click Show Archives, and that'll pop up. Just click Offbeat News. That's at wwgh1071.com. Until we meet again, I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, telling you all to stay dry out there, and you all have a good one. Stay tuned. There's more programming straight ahead.
You're listening to WWGH